teams from around the country are preparing to match wits in a beloved tradition that dates back over a half century at UW-Stevens Point.
The world's largest trivia contest is a fundraiser for the college's student-run radio station. Here's how the contest went last year.
In first place, with 24,115 points, is Dad's Computers, Potassium Power.
For one student, this trivia contest was a big draw for why he wanted to attend UW-Stevens Point.
The family of Frank Ross, including his mom, his uncles, and grandparents, they established their trivia team in 1987.
That was long before Ross was born. They continue to field a team in this 54-hour marathon of questions.
And now, Frank Ross of Milton is fulfilling a lifelong dream by helping to write the hundreds of trivia questions. He is a UW-Stevens Point junior, majoring in business management, and volunteers at its student radio station. And he joins us now. Frank, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Can you run through some basic points on how this 54-hour marathon works with thousands of participants?
Yeah. Like you said, it's 54 hours straight. For probably 52 of those 54 hours, it's 8 questions an hour. It's 2 songs. So the DJ on the air reads the question twice, plays a song usually about 2 minutes long, rereads the question, plays another 2 minute long song, and then closes the question, states the answer. And then, yeah, that repeats for eight times throughout all of those hours.
Wow. And so quite a marathon. How do you stay awake?
Coffee, energy drinks. Last year I was double fisting an energy drink and coffee at 4 a.m. on Sunday. So,
oh goodness. And hundreds of teams take part each year. Your family, it's, you know, has a nearly 4-decade connection to this trivia event. What makes it so special for generations of your family to come back and play year after year?
It's all about the family and friends. There's a lot of people, this is the only time I ever see them during the year. And so being able to spend time with them, see family. We have family from Illinois that comes up, Michigan that comes down. So it's really nice just to be able to see everyone and hang out for the weekend.
So how does your family prepare or get in shape for this contest? Are there any strategy sessions or pre-trivia, you know, brain workouts?
One thing during the contest is there's picture questions. So within the rule book, each team gets a rule book. In there are 30 pictures, black and white pictures. And there's throughout the contest, there's going to be a question about each one of those pictures. The Wednesday night before trivia, our team gets together on our chat rooms on the computer and goes through all of the pictures one by one. Hmm. Obviously, I can't take part in that anymore since I'm actually helping to run the contest. But that is one thing they did. The Friday before the contest, the Friday the week before the contest. So there's the trivia movie, which is a movie that's played here at the movie cinema in Stevens Point. And there's always several questions about that movie in particular. Our team always has a few people go to that, and then it's rewatched throughout the week leading up to trivia as well.
To make sure that all of the Easter eggs are found.
Correct, yes.
So now that you're a question writer, there's this firewall, right, with your family team and you on the other side of this event. How does that feel? Is it difficult?
It is a little bit. When I first became a writer, there was a lot of jokes about, Frank, you got to give us some under-the-table clues here. And I was like, no, I can't really do that, I'm sorry to say. But now it's turned into, Frank, what did you do this week? I can't really tell you.
Yeah, exactly. I was smitten because there's this picture of your mom holding you as a 9-month-old baby at your first trivia event. And
yes,
obviously you don't remember, but what are your early memories of this trivia contest?
Yeah, so it's our team, their headquarters, we like to call it, is at my grandfather's house here in Stevens Point. And so family would come down from Michigan. And so my cousins and I, either my mom or one of my aunt or uncle, we would always go to get ice cream at Belts or to the park a couple blocks away. There was a huge pine tree there that we would always climb up, and my cousins would always ask, Frank, you want to go to the climbing tree? Are we going to go to the climbing tree today? So it's stuff like that. I didn't really play as much of the contest when I was younger, just because I didn't have an interest in it. But as I got older, that slowly grew and grew each year.
How did your family come up with the team name Gene Autry's Ninja Warriors? And has the name stuck through the decades?
So I'll just go through a little history here of the name from what I can recall. The first year, when it was just my mom, her brothers, and my grandparents, the team was called the Joy of Trivia. Their last name is Joy. And then from there, it turned into the Gene Autry Fan Club. I don't really know why there was such a fondness of Gene Autry.
Back in the saddle again? I don't know.
Yes. And then from there, it turned into Gene Autry's Ninja Warriors. From what I have heard, it's because there was some a couple decades ago, there was a big fad with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And so they just decided to smush the two together, and it turned into the Gene Autry's Ninja Warriors. And it's been like that for at least two decades without change.
You are helping to write like 428 questions. Is that
correct?
It? Yeah.
Yep.
So between the smartphone in our pocket, and now we've got the AI assisting us, does that change the calculus of question writing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, from what I've heard from writers in years past, before the internet was a thing, you could have just gone in a book and pulled some random thing, and barely anyone would have known that unless they had that exact book. Whereas now the internet made things so much easier to find, you have to be more specific about what you're asking for.
Do you and your fellow question writers, do you have a system for topics or figuring out what questions get green lit and get the go ahead?
All I can say is anything and everything is up for grabs for writing a question on.
You know, some teams have been participating since 1970. Other teams will be brand new this year. Do you have any advice for rookie trivia teams and what they're getting into here?
Yeah, I would say have books, because even though obviously we have the internet and there's so much on the internet, there's still a lot of stuff that you can't find on the internet and that it's only in books. There's a lot of books that were published, say, 50 years ago, and information could have changed since then, but there have been questions in the past where the previous writers have asked for, what was the record fish caught in 1967 or something like that? Because when you look it up on the internet, it's going to say whatever the best as of right now record is. Mm-hmm. Although what you're looking for is what was the record set in 1967. So being able to have that physical copy from when they first recorded it back then would be very helpful to have.
So someone on the team is going to have a home with a ton of books.
Yes, that is my grandfather's house. Yes,
that is your grandfather's house. You're a junior. Does your volunteerism at the student radio station and writing so many trivia questions, does it help in your academics or influence what you do next?
I would say it does take a lot of my time from my academics, unfortunately. But no, I mean, it allows me to think in different ways than some other students would. I mean, I can recall, in part because of this, the most tidbit information, whereas if I bring up something in front of my friends like that, they would have no idea what I'm talking about, or say, Frank, how did you know that?
Well, Frank, best of luck in the question writing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That is Frank Ross, a business management major, and as a volunteer at the student radio station at UW-Stevens Point, Frank is helping to write the hundreds of questions for the world's largest trivia contest. It's set for April 17th through the 19th, and the competition will include Gene Autry's Ninja Warriors out in force made up of Frank's relatives. The theme for the 56th annual event is the Love Contest. It's a nod to celebrating love in pop culture and spending a weekend answering questions with people you love.